Let us go before God today in the name of His Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask you, be with us as we continue to seek you with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul. We ask you, Father, to give us the strength and the understanding to obey your word, God, so our faith is established in you correctly, so everything that you promise, God, is able to flow into our lives, into our spouse's life, into our children's life. Lord, we ask that you help us, God. Give us understanding so we can please you and do the things that will have you look down on us with favor and give us honor and bless our lives. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover if, as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, as we establish our faith in the Lord, it must become clear to us that while God's love is unconditional, everything after that is conditional. See, this puts a lot of onus on us as believers to understand and obey God's word and to live our lives in a way where we receive all the promises of God as into our hearts and into our lives because we obeyed God. We follow God's word and Son and Spirit. We did the things of God and not the things of ourselves. See, many teachers, once we accept Christ Jesus, we immediately become priests. We have salvation and it can never be undone. It can never be taken away. But if we read God's word, we will see that besides God's love, everything is based on how we live. It is conditional on the way we live and the deeds we do. It is the very thing that you and I will be judged by. See, in the beginning, everything God created and did and put forth was conditional. That included His love and His Spirit. And after failing to keep God's commandments, God removed His love and Spirit from the earth, and there was much suffering at that time. See, God would not answer prayers because we had all turned away from God. Then God looked down and He showed kindness and He showed mercy upon us. And He made His loving promises come forth. And He said, I will never again remove my love as I did before. This is all part of God's plan for us to receive from Him as our Father. Watching over us and caring for us, the one who we would turn to when we needed understanding. See, the one we would turn to when we needed healing, when we needed love and compassion. God the Father is the one you and I return to. This is the way God's plan was. He planned it from the beginning, and it's still the plan today. For us to become someone that looked to God through His Son, Christ Jesus, look to the Father. See, God wants us to see Him as our Father. And for us to be His sons and daughters so we can experience His love and be blessed by His promises that He promised through His Son, Christ Jesus. See, the Father established a promise when He spoke about the coming of His Son, saying He will maintain His love through Him forever. And His covenant will never fail, but it's through Christ that God established His line forever, His throne will endure forever. See, you and I have a path if we just obey, if we just give ourselves over to what God is trying to get us to do. We have a promise from God that He will not take His love away again, that He will never betray His faithfulness, that He will never violate His covenant. After anything comes from His lips, God said, I will hold fast. These things will never fade away. They'll never become weak, and I will hold them in place. See, we who believe in God, stand on the word of God. Believe what God has spoken is true and is trustworthy. We know God can do it. We know God is able, and we know God is faithful. See, God's love is just not for those who accepted the Lord. It's for everyone, no matter if we sin or we're giving ourselves over to God. See, God's love is to cover everything, to give everything a chance to experience God. He said He's going to show His love even to those who are not His loved ones, to those who are not His people. For He says, those who are not my people, I'm going to be their people and I'm going to be their God. See, Christ has taken up the love of the Father and shown it to us. Christ is making a way for us to remain in his love. He says we have to obey his commandments so we remain in him and he can remain in us. This is the secret to it all. To be able to experience the love of God in our lives is this ability for us to allow the love of God to live in us. Go with me to John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. See, God the Father, Christ Jesus, generously gives us love. But there's ownership on our part to remain in it. John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10 says, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. See, we all need God's love in our lives. Trying to live without God's love is a foolish thing to do on our part. There's no love greater than God's love. Human love cannot compare to the love of God. It fails and does not endure like God's love. We must come to know the power of God's love and grasp how wide and how high and how deep is the love of Christ Jesus for us. God's love surpasses all knowledge. It allows us to receive the full measure, the fullness of God. See, God is faithful. Through his wonderful love, we're strengthened and protected from the evil one. It is through God's love that we can have confidence that we continue to do the things commanded by God. And if we remain faithful, God will direct our hearts into his love and in Christ's perseverance. See, God's love is unconditional. But we must do what it takes to remain in the love of Christ Jesus. Remain in God's love by obeying his word so the love of God can be made complete in us. How do we know we have God's love in us? Because we not only claim God's love, we walk as Jesus did. We follow the Lord. We do as the Lord did. We put down things. We take up the things of God in our lives. We're not of the world. We're of Christ. See, God's love has to go beyond us receiving it into our heart. It has to be what comes out of us. We're taught that we have to love one another. It is the presence of God loving us that allows us to know that and others to know that we have been born of God and we know God. Without God's love being in us, we don't know God because God is love. And that love must be present in us to have some knowledge of God. So we're taught by the Lord that we have to build ourselves up in faith and pray in the Spirit so we remain in his love. It's up to us. We have to keep ourselves in God's love as we wait for the mercy of Christ Jesus to bring us into eternal life. See, maybe you have been raised in a house much like mine. See, my parents has this way of showing love without even speaking a word. We felt it, but it was never spoken. But it was unconditional. Everyone, no matter who we were, which one of the children, no matter how bad or how good we were, we had this unconditional love from our mother and our father. Maybe you was raised in a house where love was totally conditional or not even demonstrated at all. See, in either case, God's love is better than any love our parents could ever give us or help. God loves makes us complete. So we need nothing. We desire nothing else. We don't have to work outside of God's love. It makes us complete. It's unconditional. It's what God says. If you receive it into our heart, you don't have to do nothing for it. Just receive it into your heart. And then let the love of God start working inside of you and then remain in it. Now that we know God's love is unconditional, and he shows it to everyone, we need to understand and know about the things of God that are conditional. That requires us to carry out action to get God to move. See, from the beginning, the Lord said, if we do what is right, we will be accepted. But if we do what is wrong, sin is designed to be our master. See, we are taught in the book of Joshua that if we violate the covenant of God and serve other things and bow down to things, it will cause the anger of the Lord to burn against us and we will perish. We learn if we look to God and plead with the Almighty, if we work to become pure and upright, then the Lord will rouse himself up on our behalf and restore us to our rightful place. The Lord says if we do things that we've done at the beginning, then we'll see the humbleness that come in our heart, that then it'll grow from being humble to where our future is prosperous. God said, you just got to let my love work through you. You got to let the things of God work through your life so you understand how God's love works. And then he'll start making you and moving you through those things that's a conditional so you stay firm in Christ Jesus. So you must learn the condition in which we must live before the Lord. If Christ calls us to follow him, we say, first, Lord, let me go and do this and let me go do that. The Lord says, no one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service for the kingdom of God. See, living in Christ is conditional. Salvation is also conditional from God. See, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. It is with the heart that we believe in and are justified. With our mouths, we confess and are saved. It's based on what we do. It's conditional. How we live and what we do with our body is conditional as to whether God considers our body a temple. It is conditional based on if the Spirit of the Lord is able to live in us. If we have God's Spirit in us and someone destroys our body, God will repay, for God's temple is sacred and we are the temple of God if we live according to God's word. See, the Lord teaches us that if we treat our body right, if we flee sexual immorality, then our body will be a temple of the Holy Spirit where it can reside in us. And what we receive from God, we're not our own. We've been brought for a price. Therefore, we must honor God with our body. It's conditional whether your body is a temple of God or not. See, the judgment of God begins with those who live in Christ. It is hard for the righteous to be saved. What will we become the ungodly and the sinner? See, if it begins with us, what will the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel be? We have to understand it's conditional based on our deeds, based on our actions, based on what we believe. See, if we do not know how to love, how can we love God? If we don't know how to love God, how can we love anyone else? See, we must love because God first loved us. For us to love God, we must learn to love others. It's conditional. This works together. The love of God allows us to take on the things of God. Go with me to 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. If we do, God moves. It's conditional. Therefore, we must continue all the way to the end so we receive all that God has for us. We must do the things of God. We must follow the word of God. We must listen to Christ Jesus. We must follow the Spirit of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21 says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. If anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen, he has given us this commandment. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. You see how the if statement is in there? If you say you love God but you hate your brother, see, it's a conditional. It's conditional. You and I got to understand the conditional things God has set forth in his word. And we got to live so we're inside of the love of God. See, if we're trying to make life for ourselves without God, based on conditions we set up, something along the way is going to fail. So if we give ourselves to God, if we live our lives in Christ, then God will give us eternal life. See, if we have Christ, then we have life. But if we do not have Jesus, then we don't have life that is truly life. The Lord says, if any one of us adds anything to God's word, the Lord is going to add plagues to that life. If anyone takes words away from his book, then God is going to take away their share in the kingdom of life. It's conditional, I'm telling you. But be careful what you do with God's word. So we serve a God who does not change. It's not about if God would change. It's about if we would change and get in line with God's will and word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. When he speaks, he does act. What the Lord promises, he will fulfill. God promised that if we fully obey his word and carefully follow all his commandments, then he will set us high above all the nations. All the blessings of God will come on us and accompany us as long as we obey. We'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. God is faithful. He will do it. It's conditional, but God will move if you and I show our faith and grow our faith in Christ Jesus. He will move if you and I obey his word. He'll move if you and I show kindness and love to others. God will move. It's conditional, but we have an action. We got a responsibility. It's based on what we do. All we want to do is be blessed by God. All we want things to go well for us and our family. Therefore, the Lord promises that if we listen carefully to the voice of the Lord and do what is right in his eyes, he will do it. If we pay attention and keep his word, he will bless us. If we do not, he will not heal us. See, God promises are trustworthy. If we do as the Lord commands, we'll be able to stand in the strain of and be satisfied in the middle of the storm. We'll not be in need. There'll be nothing we have to fear. God is faithful. If we obey God and follow Christ Jesus, keep to the covenant of the Lord, we'll be a treasure for blessing, possession. We'll become a king, a priest, and a holy nation for God. If we do the things of God. But if we reject God's word, if we abhor his commandments, if we fail to carry out all the Lord commands, if we violate God's word, then he will bring upon us a sudden terror, diseases, fear, which drains away our life. The Lord says, we do such things, we're planning in vain. It's not about how many times we go to church or how many times we give offerings. This is about our walk with God. If we want long life, see good days, then we must obey God's commandments. It is conditional what we get from God. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 14. We must develop a heart that is willing to follow the Lord and live and do as God commands us to do. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 14 says, if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commandments of David your father did, I will give you a long life. If you want success, success that pleases God and touches others, then we must carefully observe God's word. If we do as God commands, we'll be strong and courageous. Nothing will cause us to fear. Nothing will cause us to be discouraged. God is with us. He is faithful. Christ has all power in his hand. Thank you, Jesus. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus do not change. It's really about if we're willing or unwilling to follow God's word. See, if we do good, God will bless us. It's really based on if it is conditional. If we suffer, Christ will allow us to overcome. If we share, God will be pleased with us. It's a if you live in Christ, he will live in us. See, God promises it. If we obey, he will deliver us. See, it's a if we stop sinning, we're entering into God's kingdom. So you have to see the big if that's in front of you, the big if that stops you from obeying. See, if we follow God's word, we will have eternal life. It's conditional. What our desires will prove out to be, will we be judged on it? It is the if that you and I got to worry about. If we do what God says, God will move in our life. If we obey Christ Jesus will take us into the kingdom of God. See, if we obey God, we will have eternal life with him. We will experience his love forever. If. It's conditional. You and I got to see this. It's conditional. Christ is the same. We must change. God will remain the same. God's word will remain the same. We can't be out there trying to change it. It's conditional on the body based on what God has spoken, not what you and I make it to be. If there's good in our heart, God will move. If we stay with God's word, he will strengthen us and we experience God's grace and mercy in our lives. God is faithful, Lord Jesus, help us. Praise God. God does not change. God's word is not going to change. We must align our lives to God. No matter how much we have to go through, no matter how much suffering we got to go through, no matter what we have to put down, we need to align our life to God. There's a big F in front of us. It's the judgment that you and I have to face. If we do right, God will bless us. If we do wrong, God is going to cause curses and things to come up on us. It's an if in God's word. His love is unconditional. I say it many times. God has made his love unconditional, but the love is allow you and I to come closer to God, to come into the Lord, to receive the things of God into our hearts. But it is conditional how it's going to work in our lives and how we use it and what God pours into us. If we obey, if we pay attention, if we carefully follow the Lord, so many blessings will come in our lives. So you and I, he'll be a refuge to us. See, if we live the way God is talking and teaches us to live, see, he will be a shelter for us and our children if we teach them the ways of God. Praise the Lord. Christ came so we have life in him. It's conditional. We must accept the ways of God. We must accept the way we have to live in Christ Jesus. It's conditional. Thank you, Jesus. God has set forth his word as instructions so we can have a good life, an eternal life with him. His word contains the rules that we must follow so we are blessed by God. See, God has set forth both blessings and curses. It's up to us to what we receive from God and how our lives will be experienced. Will we experience his grace, his love, and mercy in our lives? Or will we experience he allows suffering to come in our lives and sickness to come in our lives? See, it's an if. Based on what we do, it's based on how we live. If we live right before God, God Jesus, if we pay attention or obey, then God, who is faithful, will bless us. Christ says if we live in him and he lives in us, if we follow him, God will be with us. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to be fearing nobody else because God is with us because we have held to his word and his commandments. We love his son, Christ Jesus. We have the love of God in us and we love our brothers and sisters no matter how educated they are, no matter how much money they got, no matter the color of their skin. They are my brother and my sister in Christ Jesus. See, I have to show them love no matter what they do to me. It's the love of God working inside of us. It's if we allow this work to complete. It's if we allow the work to take its fullness in us. If we allow God's work to work through us, God was faithful. He would do it. God made his word plain so even our children can believe and have faith in God. If they follow the Lord, God will bless them, sustain them from the troubles of this life. We must carefully follow and obey, putting in practice what we learn and receive. So we are blessed and have eternal life with God. It is a big if. And you and I got to see this. If we do, if we follow, if we obey, if we put down, if we take up the things of God, if we put down that which is Satan trying to get us to do and the things of this world, if we pick up the things of God and follow Christ Jesus, it's an if. It's conditional. You and I must practice and put it into practice. Learn and receive. So we are blessed and have eternal life. So we live right before God. It's a if you live right. It's if you obey. It's if you stop doing sin. God will move. Blessings will be poured out. Poured in. Rolled up. Poured out on your life. If you follow God. If you believe in Christ Jesus. If you hate sin like God. If you turn away from sinful desires, if you put down those sexual behaviors that God doesn't like, see, if you put down the lying and the greedy, see, if we put all this down, what the Word of God tells us we need to get rid of is the hurt and the rage that we do to each other. If we love one another, if we carry out the Word of God, God says if we do these things, we will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Bless when you go out and bless when you come in. Bless when you lie down and bless when you wake up. God will be a blessing to us if we just do God's will, if we do what is right, God will move in our life. May God bless you and guide you today. Strengthen your faith in God. Do the right thing and God will move in your life. But it's a, if you do it, and if I do it, if we do it together, we'll be one in the body of Christ and Christ will move in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and may you be strengthened by the Lord today. Amen.